Chapter 1. The Mr. Wells Mystery.
Where's Mr. Wells? Why isn't he at school?
It was Thursday, and Matt Johnson and his friend Linda Chapman looked at each other, surprised. They usually had history on Thursdays, but their favourite teacher was still absent. Nobody knew where he was.
Where can he be?
Said Linda.
Remember, he disappeared after our visit to the castle,
replied Matt. He looked at Linda and smiled.
Perhaps he's lost in time.
Shh, Matt,
warned Linda.
The others can hear us.
The two friends had a secret, and Mr. Wells was part of it. Thanks to their teacher's special computer software, Matt and Linda could travel in time. Their first adventure into medieval times was still fresh in their memory. Matt saw that Linda's open, friendly face was serious now.
Don't worry,
he said quietly.
Nobody knows our secret.
Except Mr. Wells,
said Linda.
Stop talking, Chapman and Johnson. Sit down.
A thin man with an irritated expression came into the classroom. It was Mr. Briggs, the maths teacher.
No history today, but extra maths exercises for everybody,
he said. The class groaned. Mr. Briggs was the strictest teacher in Greenwood Middle School, and his lessons were worse than medieval torture.
Come back soon, Mr. Wells,
thought Linda. After school, Matt and Linda walked home together as usual. Greenwood was a quiet London suburb where people weren't too curious. And here, for now, the secret of their trip in time was safe. Outside her house, Linda said,
Matt, why don't you come in? Mum made a chocolate cake yesterday and we can surf the internet.
Linda was a computer fan and a chocolate cake fan. Her parents were divorced, and she lived with her mother, who made the best cakes in Greenwood.
Okay, can I use your phone to call Gran? She worries if I'm late.
Matt had lived with his grandmother since his parents' death in an accident some time ago. 10 minutes later, the chocolate cakes still on their faces, the two friends were sitting at the computer. Linda switched it on, but then an unusual thing happened. Instead of the usual menu on the screen, a strong white light appeared.
What's this?
Said Linda.
I hope it isn't a virus.
Look, it's Mr. Wells,
said Matt, pointing at the screen. There was an animated picture of a familiar figure, a cartoon version of Mr. Wells. Suddenly, it spoke with Mr. Wells's voice.
Linda! Matt! Help me! I'm stuck in the past. It's 1864 and I'm in North America, but I haven't got enough power to come back to the present.
They watched, incredulous, as the cartoon figure took a letter from its jacket pocket.
All the details are here. Please come soon. You're my only hope.
There was a flash of light and only the letter remained on the screen. Linda quickly clicked on it with the mouse and saved it on her hard disk. Astonished, she turned to look at her friend.
Well, what do we do now, Matt?
She asked him.